It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And our guest now is the CEO of our Kalispell Chamber, Lorraine Clarno. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, John and Robin.
Hi,
Bring
Lorraine.
Back my sunshine, would you please?
Oh, that's a pretty heavy task. I'll get to it.
Yeah, it might take a few days, Robin, but we can get it done here.
Absolutely. Well, the colors are beautiful. It really has been a magnificent fall for us.
Yeah, it sure has. And the leaves are still, they haven't fallen yet.
It's not fall yet,
no.
I guess.
Oh, I see a little on the sidewalk across the street there. But,
they are falling over
there. Well, we had a great conversation, I think it was yesterday morning, about Manufacturing Month. And, I tell you what, I want to hear more about this because I just had no idea we had this much manufacturing going on here.
You know, it really, really is amazing when we relaunched the Alliance a couple years ago. Manufacturers tend to love to operate kind of on the down low, and they don't make a lot of talk about themselves. They tend to like to kind of fly under that radar. And Jen Kronk has done a phenomenal job of identifying, I think it's now upwards of 145 manufacturers in the Valley, and they range from solopreneurs up to our warehousers and nomad GCSs. So the impact manufacturing makes on the quality of life and the jobs in this valley is really phenomenal. And our alliance aims to, first and foremost, provide information and education, letting families, students, residents know of the amazing family wage jobs that are available and growing here and the value that manufacturers put in the community. It's not what many of us think of as in the past with manufacturing. It's so computerized, digitized. It's really a different skill set and a very clean environment for manufacturing. So really trying to provide that education, and that's what Manufacturing Month is. Jen's got, I think it's upwards of 40 tours going on for students, parents, job seekers, and general community folks that would love to get an inside look at things that Applied Materials do, Class 1, and on and on. So really trying to elevate and educate the community on what manufacturing does for this valley, and it's going super well. They're almost all filled up. So if anybody's interested, go to kalispellchamber.com and see what's left in terms of tours.
Well, you know, when we have these manufacturing jobs here and we don't have the people to fill them locally,
right,
we bring more people in, and that doesn't really help what we're trying to do. And what we're trying to do is to create opportunities for our young people to stay here. And
exactly.
And so what we're doing is working with the schools, we're working with Flathead Valley Community College to create the educational opportunities and even the desire to work in the manufacturing segment. I'm not sure people think that's cool anymore.
Right, right. Nope, there's a lot of misconceptions. And I think that, you know, again, historically how manufacturing was, it's a completely different career path, career opportunity, and environment to be working in today. So it's exciting to share the stories of these amazing businesses. And we're going to do a luncheon on October 17th in honor of women in manufacturing in the Valley. We have five outstanding speakers that are going to do a panel. They range from co-owners, founders, to gals working in the trades and on the line to really share their stories about what their jobs have done and for themselves and for the Valley as well. Nomad GCS is the sponsor of that luncheon.
Boy, that is fantastic. And, you know, we were just talking about, you know, it's not just manufacturing jobs today aren't just being on the assembly line and waiting for the widget to come down the line. It is robotics and all kinds of electronic
it
stuff.
Is.
And, oh, my gosh.
The technology in our manufacturing plants is absolutely phenomenal. You know, even when you look at a company like Western Business Supply that I went up and toured, Western Business Center, they make trusses. And the machines that are all computerized, that do all the calculating, all the cutting, and it's, you know, the people operating those machines are just entering things into a computerized system. And away the tools go, cutting, nailing, putting together, assembling, and then they come out that other line. It's at the end of the line. It's just, it's phenomenal and completely different than what many of us, at least those as sadly 59 and old as I am, you know, think of manufacturing. So it's a different world, and the opportunities in the trades today are phenomenal. Our world, no matter what, will always need carpenters, electricians, plumbers, on and on, in manufacturing, computer technologists. The jobs are there, and we want our youth to know about that so they understand they can go to college if they choose, go to FBCC if they choose, or even enter the workforce directly. There's so many options today.
When Jen was on yesterday, Jen Kronk, she was talking about electricians. She says, I just thought an electrician was an electrician. And there are industrial electricians, and there are all kinds of electricians.
It's true. It's right along the lines of engineering, you know. You have mechanical, chemical, et cetera, et cetera. Today's world, the specialties that folks can get into are really, really incredible. And like I say, they can do it in short order sometimes with certification at our wonderful FBCC, get right into that workplace, and then continue their education, usually paid by for the employer, or by the employer, which is awesome. And really build a family wage career path in the valley.
Boy, that would just be wonderful, because in the years I came up, we really had two choices. You either go away and go to college, or you go away and get a job, because if you were going to stay here, you were going to work at the mill, or you're going to work as a logger up in the woods, and both of those were kind of dead-end positions, and those jobs went away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of retraining and recalibrating. So, you know, when I heard our governor say a few years ago that Montana's greatest exporter of our the greatest exporter of our youth, that broke my heart.
Yeah.
And we are on a mission to make sure folks know that we're doing our part to grow jobs in the valley, that will keep our families and our youth here, and give them a phenomenal opportunity to stay and grow personally and professionally.
Our guest is Kalispell Chamber CEO Lorraine Clarno, and Lorraine's planning a little party for us here next month.
That's right. You know, the fall is wild and crazy busy, and we are going to be celebrating our award recipients at our grand event on November 8th. We're going to be back up at the Wacholt Center, and we will be unveiling 7 amazing business individuals and businesses that have been contributing and truly making the Flathead the most amazing place it is to live, work, and play here. So it's the business party of the year, and we'll have some surprises along the way. Our theme is Mission Possible. So I'll let you wander in your head about that. We'll have some fun with that theme. And, you know, I have a feeling you'll see a little bit of red and black, and maybe kind of along the lines of some Mad Men theming. But the Kalispell Chamber is on point and on mission. And we're going to be honoring and celebrating the folks who help us do our work and make Kalispell the most amazing place.
So, Lorraine, are there any tickets left for this event?
There are. We have some fabulous sponsors that include seats and tickets with them. Whitefish Credit Union is our premier sponsor of this event. And so I think we have about 100 general admission, I guess we could call it, seats. So we would love folks to fill that room. It is also the Chamber's largest and only fundraiser of the year that we do. So we'll have silent auctions, live auctions, and just a ton of fun to be had.
Well, it sounds like a great event. And at the Wacholt Center, it will be an opportunity for many of us to see it for the first time.
Yes, if you haven't been, you're missing out. To talk about a gem in our community, what Jane Karras and her crew have created there. It is a must-see, and take a look at all the performances. They are bringing in some of the world's I mean, top talent to perform in the auditorium there. It's just the theater is phenomenal. We will be upstairs in the gym, and it'll be transformed into, as I say, a Mission Possible themed dinner and reception and gala.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Robin, what do you have?
It will be.
Now streaming, Loki is back.
Wow. Wait a minute.
It's the wrong thing, John. I've got...
Now you're ready? There, a little Mission Impossible theme for you.
But it's Mission Possible with Lorraine Clark.
Correct.
Yep.
Absolutely. All the way.
Okay. Hey, Lorraine, thank you for all that you and the Chamber are doing. And, oh, one more quick thing. Talk to us about your new headquarters.
Oh, yes. We are really excited. Tenant improvements are almost complete over at 2 South Main Street. We will be in the second floor, suite 205. That is the First Interstate Bank building. But we are looking forward to getting over there, and all lights are pointing to being operational November 1st there. So it'll be a great change and of environment, and be very conducive to our productivity. And we look forward to the next phase for the Chamber.
Okay.
Thanks, Lorraine.
Again, Lorraine, thanks so much.
Of course.
We'll see you November 8th.
Wonderful. Thank you.